At a news conference today, New Yorkers got their first look at preliminary proposals for rebuilding the World Trade Center site. Preliminary is the key word here. This is just the start of what is expected to be a long and passionate debate over the decisions that will shape Lower Manhattan and the city's future. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Each proposal begins with a memorial park dedicated to the nearly 3,000 people who died. 4 to 6 office towers would surround the site, the equivalent of 5 Empire State Buildings. Another element would be a soaring tower, possibly with an observation deck or radio antenna, that the architects say will repair the Manhattan skyline. The inclusion of so many skyscrapers is meant to replace what was lost commercially. But the World Trade Center was never profitable. It cut off many of the neighborhoods on its borders and never had enough housing or cultural amenities. Most New Yorkers had hoped the redevelopment would change all that. At today's unveiling, John Whitehead, chairman of the agency that controls rebuilding the 16-acre site, said there's still enough land to replace the office space and fix those old problems.
So I believe that these commercial buildings that look sometimes like they're in sort of a solid block of boring buildings will not be a solid block of boring buildings. They will all be beautiful architectural designs, and I believe that it is possible.
The requirements for so many office towers, each between 50 to 80 stories, is the mandate of Larry Silverstein, who held the lease to the entire World Trade Center. But families of the victims say making commercial interests the priority is wrong. Monica Eichen lost her husband in the attack. In an interview in her office last week, she said 2/3 of the families were never able to bury their dead, so they feel the entire site is sacred. Eichen calls it a cemetery.
What is it going to say to the 2-year-old that is going to be 7 in 5 years from now? What are we going to say? Your daddy died right where the Starbucks is? Is that what we're going to say?
Eichen is working full-time to make sure the memorial is no less than the footprints, the land where the towers once stood. 3 of the plans unveiled today do that. Madeline Wills is a resident of the neighborhood who leads the local community board and has a seat on the redevelopment board. She thinks the best memorial would be a spectacular place that draws people from all over the world.
What are they going to see from a distance to the site? What will they be experiencing as they come to the site? There probably are better designs than necessarily using the footprints.
Wills is one of many who want fewer office towers and more retail, housing, and cultural institutions, an opera house or a museum. And it's the only large business district in the country with no direct public transit to the suburbs. The proposals unveiled today deal with that issue. But there's little in the plan to meet the housing needs of the neighborhood. Margaret Hughes, director of the Good Old Lower East Side, fears housing is not a priority, and what is built will only serve high-income residents.
Then it'll be harder for people who are low-income to stay there. They'll be bought out, they'll be pushed out, and there won't be a housing stock for them to live in.
About 85 organizations have banded together, calling themselves the Civic Alliance. It's run by Robert Yarrow, who is director of the Regional Plan Association. He's trying to inject more community voices into the planning process. New York has a history of massive projects being built with little community input, on the one hand, while other developments stalled for decades by bitter disputes. Yarrow is hoping the city can rise to the occasion.
The default mode in New York on big real estate projects is that they turn into food fights. And we can't afford to have that happen. This place has been a wealth-generating, you know, tax-generating machine for New York for almost 400 years. It's the historic heart of the city. It can't afford to lie fallow.
Yarrow's group has organized what's billed as the largest interactive town hall meeting ever held. Some 5,000 people will convene and provide ideas about the site this Saturday. The Lower Manhattan Development Corporation will accept public comments over the next 5 months, then it will issue a final plan. Ultimately, what is rebuilt will be decided by the Port Authority, which owns the site. That gives veto power to the governor of New Jersey and the governor of New York, George Pataki, and he's up for re-election this fall. That just adds to the pressure on a decision about the future of Manhattan, and in many ways, how America responds to September 11th. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.
And for the link to the site proposals, you can go to our website, npr.org.